listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2. Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy all, and welcome to another podcast, Ham.
Thank you.
We're going to, it feels like, because you said thank you, it feels like I should welcome Jack as well. Welcome, Jack.
Thank you.
Now, I should welcome Anders, who found it very easy to upload some audio.
I'd be interested to see if that's his perspective.
Anders from Copenhagen.
Hi, this is Anders from Copenhagen, Denmark. Today I'm going to drink so much coffee, my entire body will start shaking.
Not sure if it was for a competition or if it was off to work.
You make your own fun in Denmark. You make your own fun around the world. That's a special trait of the Hamish and Andy listener. Thanks, Anders.
Thank you. Thank you, Anders. Hey, I want to start with a song, Sleuth.
I was going to say, have we got a number to give out for our WhatsApp?
No, we're not doing the WhatsApp.
Okay, well, you're not going to get many.
Okay, anyway.
Are they flooding in, or would you say it's just a reliable trickle?
Full to the brim.
Oh, small cup. Thimble. Song Sleuth. Did you say Song Sleuth?
I want to start with a Song Sleuth. Haven't had one for this year, I don't think.
No, if so, give us another.
Give us
a,
yes.
This is where Andy holds a torch, a copyright torch, an intellectual property torch, two songs to make sure they pass the test of original work by the artist. A torch we would have feared in our university days had there been exam sleuth or assignment sleuth working at uni. Luckily, there wasn't.
I can't believe there is that now. I can't believe.
Software.
Like any person that submits their assignment, they have to submit it to this software first, and they only have to submit it twice. They press a button, and it goes, this is 85% original. It passes. You can submit it.
Jeez.
And then if they only get to use the thing twice, and then they get
what's the threshold?
I don't know, but I just thought for you
could
and
you
I,
submit it a mirrored version, like people do that with episodes of The Simpsons and stuff to trick YouTube? 100% your own work? Really? Because I just submitted War and Peace, you dickheads, but I mirrored it. An already difficult book, mirrored. Well, this is a biology exam. Well, I think you'll find it's still a good book.
Let's get into this.
This sounds like this, sounds like this, sounds like this. If this sounds like that, I'm your man. Lee, Song Sleuth.
Who are you sleuthing?
I've got two today out of my own investigations.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You're like an origin
of two originals from me.
What, no, not from your band.
No, one sent these in. I've come across.
Okay, right. Sorry, I thought it was your brother's band. You're going to burn Cam on air.
I want to take everybody back to a song by Men at Work called Down Under.
Great song. Oh, you mean Take Us Back, Take Us Forward, Never Stop. It's the greatest song of all time.
Now, obviously, that's been a lot of heartache for them.
Oh, true. Yeah, Kookaburra Sits in the Old Gum Tree, they were done for.
They were done for.
I still think unfairly.
And they've had to pay royalties
to
that.
Which I think stinks.
And, well, one of the writers says that the stress of that it was huge health implications to his parents, and one of them passed away. That's how bad it was.
Right, okay. So this is what can happen if you sleuth incorrectly.
Yes. This is the song for people who remember. I've got a way for them to get all their money back.
Oh, wonderful.
Because I was watching accidentally on UK TV on Foxtel.
Yep.
EastEnders. Do you know the TV show?
It's like England's Neighbours.
England's Neighbours.
Still long-running soap.
Yeah, it's 5,000 episodes or something. It's been going forever.
A year.
Yeah.
Like they just pump them out.
Have you ever heard the opening titles of EastEnders?
Can't say I have.
Have a listen to this.
Jeez. Oh. Is that a 30% MAW?
Yeah. We go back to the original one here.
Yeah.
Now, EastEnders 1985. This was 1980.
Now, that Men at Work is 12 beats. I Feel Music, so I'm able to count that very fast.
Let's have a listen to them both put together and see if it feels out of place.
Yeah.
That was EastEnders at
the
top.
Yeah, that was EastEnders going into Men at Work,
was it? That was EastEnders into Men at Work.
It's certainly got something to answer for.
Hasn't it?
It does sound like that drum machine's just taking a while to start up. Sounds like someone's gone, give us a beat. Oh, okay, but it's the first beat of the day and she's a bit cold, so she's going to take a little while to start up.
What do you think?
Yes, I think EastEnders have stolen that. And I think in a three-way manoeuvre, they should pay all their money
to the Kookaburra guys.
Well, actually, in a one-way manoeuvre, they should pay all their money, sorry, to Men at Work, who then don't have to pay that money.
Yes, onwards.
Even though it's money earned from the song that the Kookaburra guys said they get all the money for. I'd love to look after Men at Work here and give them the royalties for the current season of EastEnders as a punishment.
Great. Well, that's nice. That's been sorted.
Yeah, they'll be wrapped.
There's a hit song at the moment
by
a new up-and-coming artist. You'd be all over this, Ham, because you've got your finger on the pulse with regards to new pop music called Billie Eilish. This is the song.
Yeah. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you
wondering? Why do you know? This is the one I want to bring to question. Still under investigation, but I just wanted to see if it's a strong enough lead. Have a listen. The Doors. People are strange when you're a stranger.
Faces look ugly when you're alone. Okay, it's got a sort of a mopey da-dum-dum. A similar mopey beat.
I've put them both together.
Okay. What do you want from me when you're a stranger? What are you wanting? When you're alone. Is it? I don't know. I mean, at some point, everyone's going to play a G flat, a B sharp, an A minor.
It's the same. It's the exact,
an A double sharp, a C triple
exact
minus.
Exact same key, and they're traveling down.
You can't own a key.
But they're traveling down at the exact same way.
No, you've got to go up or down and stay. You only got three choices when you're in a key. Up, down, stay the same. I mean, when you're putting music together, your choices are limited. I mean, you're in the key. That's obviously a B minor.
Yeah.
And they've gone, is it just me? Is it getting a bit samey? Probably while they're writing it.
Yeah.
Well, let's pump it up. We're a bit mopey. Pump it down. And that's, you can't really, I don't think you can own that progression.
So no
you?
Case to ask.
Well, it's just a direction and a key.
Well, people in Gautier, remember the like dun 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 from somebody that used to know?
Right, Baba Buckshape.
Yeah, he got done for Baba Buckshape.
You can't get done for Baba Buckshape. I mean, what you just played there sounded like, if I'm being honest, like a bad DJ who's just found some songs that sound kind of similar. Okay. You know, like at a
Sunday
session.
But not similar enough.
Yeah, but lots of songs sound kind of similar. Some of my originals sound a lot like Cat Stevens. No, you don't see Cat coming in here scratching me.
Okay.
Lets me be, I let him be.
Hey, Beck and I quite like watching Grand Designs.
Yeah, lovely. Australian, UK or New Zealand?
Oh, yeah, well,
it makes a difference.
It does make a huge... I would, in order, if you're gold, silver, bronze, you would, I think it's generous to give New Zealand a bronze medal for
probably happy they podiumed.
Yeah, I would say the UK is outstanding.
Well, the UK is where it all began.
Yes. Australia can be hit and miss.
Can be.
And New Zealand can be miss and miss.
Occasionally, yeah.
No, the occasional hit in there.
But I suppose that's what any reality show is about. You know, you have your favourites, you have your heroes and villains.
That's true. Beck and I were watching one the other night. I think it was Australia. I'm not going to put this on New Zealand. I think it was Australia that just, compared to other episodes, didn't look very good.
Yeah.
Beck walked in, she made a cup of tea, she goes, oh, really, is this what they're going for? Is this the house? I was like, yeah. She goes, it's not great, is it? And I said, yeah, Grand Design, more like Bland Design.
It was a huge comedy moment.
It was really great. It was a great moment for us.
I mean, it's really easy someone without kids be able to do a dad joke.
Yes.
You know, that's...
And Beck sat down as if I hadn't made the joke.
She would have internally been processing it because it's a slow burner. It's high level stuff.
But it did give me an idea for a new show.
It did.
Yeah, maybe Bland Design.
Well, let's do it.
Welcome back to Bland Designs, where a truly underwhelming and unremarkable project has been taken on by David and his partner Kevin, As I look upon this cream-scoured brick square home that has no fence and no front garden, it's concreted all the way up to the front entrance, I get an engulfing feeling of nothingness. David, what inspired you to take on this particular project?
Oh, I didn't want to spend any money on it. That's definitely a factor. Isn't that right, Kev?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also don't care at all about aesthetics.
Okay, as I enter the house, I get a tremendous feeling of it being, you know, stock standard, cookie cutter, one size fits all type of design.
Peter, that's good. Absolutely. Well, we just picked it out of a very standard home catalogue. So in the extras part, we just ticked none. Mm-hmm. And that's probably where we began realising we could have a bland design on our hands here.
Well, it's a rectangle.
Yes, it is.
Two bedrooms, one bathroom, a living room and a kitchen.
Yes, standard brick. Very, very standard, which we were going to paint maybe a vivid white or a dynamic white, but then we had the idea if we painted it in a dull cream, mm-hmm. that would really add to the bland effect and maybe appeal to your show and the viewers.
Well, it has. Absolutely has. So well done. There's really nothing eye-catching about this property at all.
Thank you so much.
I've seen prisons with more character.
That really means a lot to put this much work in and to hear that. Thank you.
It's a terrific project. Now that it's all done, do you think it's been worth the effort?
Well, look, it was no effort at all. And the challenge now is to try and keep it that way. Isn't that right, Kev? I mean, you know, you can do all this and get to the point where it's mediocre and sort of cod ordinary, but then you could accidentally sort of add some character to it. So hopefully we just keep it nice and bland and we don't paint it or do anything interesting to it.
Of course, yeah.
But I think, you know, we're keen and I'm confident that in 20 years it'll still be just as bland, if not blander.
All yep. the best.
Sorry, Kev, what was that?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I was agreeing.
Pete was just wrapping this up.
Boys, my attention has been piqued by something in the inbox. Okay. Couldn't label it, really. Do you know, I recently told Jack this the other day, do you know you can make folders in your email?
Yeah, I've got folders.
Cool. So do I now. And I'm enjoying them because yep. you basically
sling a power move into there.
Yeah, you write the title in, and you move it over.
Yep.
And then when you want that thing later, yeah.
Haven't you done that in your whole inbox?
No. So what I've got is...
So what about all the other work stuff we're doing, like when I send you a contract or anything like that? Where's that
search
going?
By Andy. I know who you are. Did you read that email? Easy. Andy, which is still in there as from back in the day when we had non-smartphones where you could just press down on the mobile phone and you would be the first contact if I wrote you as Andy. So you're still... So I can find you no worries. The system works.
Yep.
I just found a way to make it better.
Yeah.
And then I was flagging things. Like I was using a blue flag for power moves, except then somewhere along the line, the flag system got a bit jumbled.
Yeah.
And some were getting purples, which I didn't understand. And red was just generally, I must get back to that.
Yeah.
Orange, I think for a while, was upset Andy, and then that got slicked over to green.
Okay.
So once the flags got confused, then I went, okay, let's just use English words in folders. Yeah. Figured out how to do it, having the time of my life. However, some emails defy categorization.
Yep.
So I've now got a folder that's just right? Like it's just a, what's all this about? Okay. One came in this week. And I don't know what to do with it, Jack. It's coming from... Look, they say their name is Rebecca, but I don't know. Part of me... Look, I'm sure it's for real, but part of me is suspicious on this. You've got to be suspicious of emails sometimes, especially, you know, we've got a wide open website submission mailbox. You know, it's not difficult to email us. It just says, hi, I visited your store last week and I saw a very nice T-shirt I want to buy. Mm. Like, okay. You know, from time to time we've sold stuff, especially Hollow Chickens, Jack's fictional chicken shop. I got a question. I wanted to order it, but I can't find the T-shirt anymore in your store. Okay, so, we've lost a customer.
Yep.
Looks like the first picture on this site, and they include a bitlink, like a hyperlink.
Yep.
Okay. Please tell me if you're going to sell it again. I really want to buy it. I hope that I can see it soon so I can place an order. I'll wait.
Okay.
Yours sincerely. So, okay. We got Rebecca sitting here. She's on the hook. She's on the line, Jack. She might want to buy a whole lot of chickens T-shirt.
Yep.
Elephant in the room. Is that link secure? You know, so
is it a
bit
virus?
Of a, is it a virus? It's a bit of a classic trend. It's just a bitlink. You don't know what the bitlink is going to link to.
Yeah.
I thought, on one hand, we've got a, we could have a real emailer here who wants to have a chat to us.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it's very dangerous to click on those links. I think one of us should open it. I don't think it should necessarily be me.
Well, it can't be me. Well, it just, it actually can't be me because I'm totally against the sale of Jack's T-shirts.
Right.
It's like, it brings back terrible memories.
I think Rebecca's come to the show as more of a listener and she'd like our attention.
Mm.
Does she say anywhere that it's a whole lot of chickens T-shirt
she
that she wants?
She implies it. She implies it.
I guess it is the most recent T-shirt we've had for sale.
Yeah. Because in one reading, you could say, oh, this is a bot that sends out this T-shirt email to any website in the hope that someone does sell T-shirts. I don't like being that cynical about the internet.
Yeah.
I still think it's a place for openness and generosity and the sharing of creativity. I think it's just one of our listeners of the podcast, one of the family, that hasn't got a great skill at composing emails and just happens to write quite generically.
Right.
So I think the decision, I think we should open this. It's certainly got my interest. I'm intrigued, but I'm nervous to open on my computer. If I do get selected, sure, I'll step up and I'll do my job.
Mm.
Ando?
I think it should be Jack.
Right.
It's to do with him and his T-shirts.
What about this?
Mm.
What about we paper, you and me, our names are on the show, the Hamish and Andy show. We can't just shirk all, you know, we want to stand up there and go listen the podcast.
Yep.
Can't just abandon all risk and every time things get a bit hot, give the virus to Jack.
Okay.
I think that we should show a bit of leadership here and
should be out of you and I.
I think it should be out of you and I. What about this? This is fair. I've got to think of a way this can't be rigged.
Okay.
It's got to be between you and I, paper, rock, scissors to who opens this link.
Okay.
If we're deadlocked though, three times in a row, let's say, that's a waste of everyone's time and it will go to Jack. I doubt we'll get down
his paper thin.
Is it? I don't think it is paper thin. Or is it? Okay, here we go. One, two, three. Paper. What are you doing?
I thought we'd agreed to go rock. Why would you change it?
I thought we were going to agree in the moment with a code word like paper thin.
I was sitting here showing you with my left hand.
You were showing me how strong you were being. When I was talking about how we have to stand up, how we have to stand up and lead by example, I thought you were going, yes, like you're doing like a Putin move.
I was showing you to go rock with my left hand while playing with my right.
Why, if you planned to rig this beforehand, did you not just say what you were going to do three times in a row?
I thought I'd forget. Well,
so
it's you.
So Andy has to open
it's
the link.
You. You did rock.
I went rock.
I thought we were making such a big deal about paper. That was the sign. That was the signal.
He brought up paper.
He got us. All right. Incoming. Jack, play some music for people. I just send this link to Andy.
Damn it.
You ready?
Is it in? Yeah. The subject line is sorry about before.
Yeah, that's it.
Here's the link. I'm clicking on it now.
What do you see?
Going to AliExpress.com. Oh, to a T-shirt.
Oh, it is to a T-shirt.
Yeah.
So it was a bit link, like that was like a compressed link. So what, is it like Alibaba?
Yeah. They did want a T-shirt, just nothing to do with us.
Oh, great. I thought for sure that was a virus.
Yeah. Yep. Nah, well, good.
Is it like a picture?
Yeah, don't know, just to Alex, it was like to T-shirts.
Is it Hamish Andy branded T-shirt?
No,
just generic Alibaba type
T-shirts.
Online, you know, big Chinese online.
Probably behind the scenes, my identity is being stolen.
Spyware.
But yeah.
But a well-programmed virus to make you think you're looking at T-shirts.
Yeah. Okay. If a different person comes in next week and says that he's Andy and he's ready to do the podcast, you'll know what's happened.
I'll believe him. I mean, if he's got the data. Sorry about before.
Haim, a couple of podcasts back, you presented an inspired idea of a new topic or subject that people can hit up hamishnandy.com. We appreciate everyone going there and being part of the show.
How are you changing the game? Yeah. Came to me when I was, if people remember correctly, went into the supermarket and just had enough after 37 years. I suppose not 37 years of doing the shopping.
But
36 years of doing the shopping, because they start them young in the Blake household, of putting the avocados and the nectarines in first.
You might have been in that little kiddie seat in the top of a trolley.
That's where I learned it.
Yeah.
Poor little guy being absorbed to this sort of horror. Doing the fruit aisle first.
Yeah.
And then you finish at the end.
Yeah.
And for in our supermarket, that's frozen pies, etc.
Yeah.
Can differ slightly for different supermarkets. Often you'll find it's a freezer. Mm. Much easier to do the electrics on a wall if you've got a fridge.
Yep.
Obviously that makes sense. But why?
Why?
Why do we? Why don't we finish with the soft items?
Mm.
Well, I've changed the game and I haven't looked back since. Now, I had a bit of communication with people. I had one person write in and go, oh, no, you have to put fruit in first, because then when you get to the counter and you're putting it out, putting it on the conveyor belt, it comes out last and then it ends up on the top of your bags when you take them home, so it doesn't get squashed there.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but it's already been squashed.
Yeah, exactly.
Ridiculous. No, you go to the fruit last, it's safe, you put it on the conveyor belt first and you go, can you please put it all in a separate bag so it doesn't get squashed? That's how you don't squash your fruit.
You just check out yourself, don't you, these days?
No, mate, I have lots of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of stuff. And I like to make sure the checkout people still have a job.
Okay.
I don't.
We've lost touch with the common man.
I care about their employment.
I stare them in the eyes as I check the checkout myself.
And have a robot do it.
Yeah.
We thought, change the game.
People have written in, how have you changed the game? Ben joins us now.
Ben, we've had our producers go through and find a selection of people that are changing the game. Mm. Please tell us, how are you changing the game?
Hi, Benny. So my little game changer is the Tarkaretto, as I call it.
The what, sorry?
It's Tarkarito.
Tarkarito.
Okay.
Taco burrito.
Your standard taco, all your fillings and whatnot. But outside the outer shell of the taco, you put a burrito. So when you take a bite, the taco doesn't split and all your fillings fall out.
Oh, geez, that's a pretty good idea. That is a game changer. So you've got a hard shell taco surrounded by a big soft shell tortilla.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's changing the game.
That is changing the game. Yeah. I mean, you're upping your wrapping costs. You're doubling your corn costs, or your pressed corn.
Yeah. If it's a corn tortilla, not a flour one.
Oh, you'd assume corn for the true Mexican experience. But yeah, you're right. You could have a corn hard shell taco in the middle and a flour tortilla on the outside.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that, Ben?
I do.
Game changer.
All angles.
Oh, he's got everything covered.
360 degrees of game changing from Ben.
From now on, if my wife or I come, well, I know about it now, but if Zoe doesn't know about it and she comes home from the supermarket with hard shell tacos, I'll go, thanks for getting half of dinner. Because haven't you heard? We're wrapping these now.
Leighton, ahoy.
Ahoy, boys. How are you?
Very good, Leighton. How are you changing the game, mate?
So basically, I figured a way to get extra time on any assignment I do at uni.
How do you do that?
So in my first year at uni, I submitted an assignment that turned out to be corrupt. So I got an email from the marker probably about a week later saying, look, the file was corrupt, I can't access it, can you please resubmit it? So what I've done now is that I've saved that file onto my computer, and whenever I feel like I need a few extra days or weeks to finish an assignment, I rename that file and submit that instead.
This is good. The extra level on you, Ham.
Because he has an actually corrupt file.
Yeah, he's an actual. So back in the day,
Hamish used to just type out
windings.
Yeah.
As
submit it with the topic, you know, with the file name saved. And this is when I had to submit a column for a magazine.
Yeah.
And I go, sorry, I know I'm a bit behind deadline. Here you go. And it was also in the days of desktop computers. Mm. So I'd submit it on a Friday and go, have a good weekend, guys. Yeah.
And then they'd write back and go, no, no, it's not working. It's not opening on our computer. Oh, must have used a new version of Word. And then I'll resave it as a Word 98 doc. And I would send it through in proper Times New Roman. So I do appreciate that you've saved now a virus, essentially.
That's awesome. That's
really good.
Fantastic.
I was lucky enough to have that corrupt file in the first place.
Oh, fortune favours the brave. You make your own luck.
I would say to young people out there, don't discard a corrupt file.
They're worth their weight in gold.
The runt of the litter is actually turn out to be a beautiful swan.
You dream of getting a corrupt file. I mean, back when we were growing up, corruption here, there and everywhere. Mm. They hadn't figured computers out. But nowadays, it's harder to get a corrupt file. So treasure it. Share it only with those you love the most.
Thanks, Leighton. Ben, ahoy.
Ahoy, boys.
Ahoy, Benny.
How are you changing the game?
Oh, g'day, Ben.
caught him on the
game. So a while back, some friends and I went to the movies, and obviously you don't want to pay for the movie snacks in the movie theatre because they cost an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
So we thought, you know, let's go down to Woolies, buy some snacks, cheaper than the movie snacks.
Yeah.
While we're in there, we've gone over to the fridge section and we've seen this Farmhouse brand chocolate custard bottle. And I was like, you know what? This would be great because you don't need to buy a drink.
Yep.
And you don't need to buy, like, food because it's like a food and a drink.
So by harnessing the power of custard, by harnessing the multi-category ability of custard being both a liquid and a solid, you're able to change the movie game by snicking.
That's Jack. Bloody right, mate.
Jack, you used to work at Hoyts.
Jack, yeah, how much money, how much of Hoyts' revenue is driven from the snack bar versus ticket prices?
Candy bar, from memory, was jacked up, 600% profits, I think.
Yeah.
Whereas you wouldn't actually make that much on movie tickets because you had to pay the film company, et cetera.
That's just a way to get people to buy candy.
That's right. So we couldn't do anything about, our rule was no hot food in, so we would have had to let a custard in, whether you were concealing it or not. If you came up eating it, we would have to let you in.
Oh, great. Yeah.
I mean,
the problem with it was that we'd all be there sitting there slurping down this chocolate custard out of the bottle.
Changing the game.
But then about 3/4 of the way through the movie, if you've already finished your bottle, you're not feeling too well, and you got to run to the loo if you don't handle the lactose too well.
It's not for lactose. It's exciting to change the game, but not if you're lactose intolerant, because two litres of chocolate custard will sit heavy.
Thank you. Great game, James.
No worries, Jack, your snack bar wasn't 600%. They know when you were working. Wasn't it minus 200? No, all good.
Beef.
Ando, recently, as you would know, I acquired a new car.
You did.
Through transfer of money.
Yes.
But I bought
Didn't steal
car.
We need to clear your Hamish name after back. We just did that sketch.
I feel like now I'm a bit shiftier.
Yeah, I know.
I came into possession of the keys to a new vehicle.
Yes.
By
buying it.
By purchase. Through the old traditional purchase. Mm. No red brake calipers, unfortunately. Not top of the line.
Yep.
But she gets the job done.
Yes.
Do you know what is annoying me a little bit? And I don't think this gives away too much of like personal information. My number plate is very close to your initials.
Oh.
Because you're ATL and my number plate's AYL. And it annoys me a little bit. Because it almost looks like it's your car.
I see what you're saying.
Like if you had an HB number plate, you'd feel it.
I'd feel it. I think I'd like that because it's easier to remember, though.
I mean, I remember it. That's fine. Never a question there. I've got a very good memory for three numbers, three letters. But it's just that thing of going, okay, well, you would be rapt to have this number plate. In fact, we should probably try and swap regos because it's pretty close to like a personalised number plate for you.
Mm.
Andy... Yes, Lee, or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
I'm not happy. I'm happy not to swap.
Well, what are your first three letters?
I don't know.
You always forget your number plate. I always have to remember it for you.
Yeah, no, not... I think there's a Y at the start.
No.
No?
No, I don't know. But here's the other thing that I'm loving, and I know this is not a reason to get a new car, but as a fast and loose practitioner... You probably wouldn't understand the thrill of this, being who you are and the way you are. But when you get a new car, And again, I know there's cheaper ways to achieve this result. They fill up your windscreen fluid and you can just wash your window all the time.
Yes.
I am squirting my wipers just with reckless abandon now. One, like a feather, and I'll squirt it off. I just love how much washer fluid I've got in there because it will run out soon and then I have to wait 20,000 kilometres.
No, you can just...
I don't have time.
Well, you do have time.
I don't have time, mate. I will never have a clean windscreen again. Once it runs out, I wait till it gets serviced and then they fill it up for me. So I'm enjoying, I usually get about 1,500 kilometres where I've got washer fluid, and I'm just, shout out to all the people out there who are the same.
But what about
it's
this?
It's so exciting. You've got it. You're washing every day. Every day I'm washing my car's face.
Whenever I fill up with petrol, if I know I'm low on washer fluid, you just put the petrol thing in, lock it in.
Don't have time for that.
Well, you fill up your petrol.
I'll be fiddle around, lock this, lock that. No,
just I don't.
Sometimes I'll wash the windscreen. Is that what you mean? With the thing they've got the squeegee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But while your petrol's going,
yep.
Then just put water in the washer fluid.
That's where from?
Just from the can right next to the pump.
What? So go in the car, press the button, lift the lid.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, you don't before you get out of the car.
It's
lift
a day's
the
work.
Lid.
It's a day's work. It is. Oh, so you're pressing two buttons: fuel cap open, bonnet open. It's full pit stop, full service. That's what they do at the service.
Yeah,
they go through the car. They do bonnet stuff.
Jack, you'd fill up your washer fluid, wouldn't you?
No, I've been dry for about 6 months. The best thing you can do is on a dewy morning or even a wet day, you can get the same feeling and then get that windscreen clean.
Don't you, it's like, and again, I don't want to equate what we're going through with what the farmers are battling in the drought-stricken areas of Australia. But when it does rain and you've got a dusty windscreen, it's that same feeling of like, here we go, onto the dust of the windscreen.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it with that analogy. I don't think that's apologies to the farmers.
No, and we're celebrating rain, just as you do in any drought situation.
Hey, we haven't played this for a while, but a lot of people have been emailing in saying that they'd be great at it. So let's jump into it.
Shit me with your best chat. Natter away. Chit chat champion.
Have you got the
excellent
best chit chat going around?
Have you got grade A1?
Yeah.
The best grade. Yeah. Small talk. You don't have to make jokes, you don't have to be super funny.
No, just keeping the ball in the air.
Keep the ball in the air in an enthusiastic and interesting way. Can you provide chit chat that generates interest in the group, whether it be a pub, a restaurant, a work drinks?
Would you be the ultimate plus one?
Yeah.
At any function.
Yep.
Hayley thinks she is. Hayley, ahoy.
Hello.
What work do you do, Hayley?
I work in reality TV. I'm a camera operator.
Oh, great stuff.
Are you allowed to chat to anyone while they're...
I work on Gogglebox at the moment. So when we go into people's houses, you know, you have to make people feel comfortable, you know.
Very important, Hayley. Put them in there. Yep. Get them very relaxed. Get them some snacks. Get your shoes off, guys. Get your feet up on the ottoman and just start throwing bombs at these shows.
That's it.
It is true because often people are, you know, scared when they see the cameras. That's a bit of TV you don't see. And you'd be an expert at putting them at
good.
Ease.
That's good. Well, that might make Jacob a bit nervous. Ahoy, Jacob.
Ahoy, boys, and hello, Jack. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Jake.
Guys, we might just interrupt that back and forth for a sec to get the segment moving on. Jacob, where do you deploy your chit-chat in life?
Well, I'm a policeman, so I don't know that it's as good preparation as what reality TV is, but I'll give it my best shot.
Public-facing interaction. Yeah.
You'd often do formal talk, Jacob, but I imagine at barbecues and behind the scenes you can do chit-chat, light-hearted stuff.
That's exactly right.
Well, guys...
That's what I'm hoping, anyway.
You know how this is going to work. I will kick off a conversation. Hamish will add something, and then it's over to you. Hayley will go first. Jacob will be on hold. He won't be able to hear.
Yep. And remember, guys, there'll be no signal for you to jump in. You simply feel out the moment and add your interesting part of the conversation. And that's what we'd be judged on. How much should it raise the interesting level of the conversation?
Okay. Hayley, you ready to go? Yeah.
Yep.
Good luck.
Oh, hi guys.
Hey man.
You know what? They're building a new water theme park in Geelong in Victoria.
All right. I wonder when that'll be finished.
Ah, there's not very good weather in Geelong. The best theme parks are always up higher.
Not bad.
I've been good. Pretty good, Hayley. Confident.
I would say up higher. Up higher was a bit weird.
Up higher, probably a stumble. And the rest of the group would have been, what do you mean? Like a higher, like Everest, higher altitude?
Further north, you would have collected the points.
But really, you're off and running by that stage and you had the baton of the conversation and you would have been able to clarify.
Yeah, yeah.
That was good. Are you coming? Maybe if I was nitpicking, I'd say a touch aggressive. On, you know, you seem very upset at the news, or at least quite upset.
Yeah.
Perhaps that, you know, your family also operates an attraction in the Geelong area, and you like a hot day attraction, and you're worried that maybe this would take away some of the business. But it was very good.
It was very good. Thank you, Hayley. We'll put you on hold, and let's see if Jacob's there. Are you there, Jacob?
Yeah, still here, boys.
Okay. Hayley's had her go.
You wouldn't have heard how it went down. Let's all head to the party now. Good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, hey guys.
Hey, man.
I hear they're building a new water theme park in Geelong in southern Victoria.
Ah, yeah, right. I wonder when that'll be done.
Yeah, I'm curious as to how it's going to go as well. I love Wet n Wild in Queensland, and I know they built one in Sydney. How are we going to go in Melbourne? Who knows?
Jacob, upon reflection, do you think you loved the conversation? Do you feel like you loved the conversation just a bit too much?
Well, I really like theme park.
It was great. It was great. I'm glad we didn't have a bully in the conversation who went, all right, mate, settle down. We're just doing
chit-chat.
Oh, no, you came in extremely passionate.
Well, I think... Oh, dear.
I'm just so excited. And my favourite part of Chit Chat Champion, which is someone grabs the ball with gusto and goes, I will take it from here, and then realises, what am I doing? I'll throw it back to the group. What do you guys think?
When you know you're about to play this game, you're just thinking about what is the best possible conversation, and it's the water park.
Yeah, it's great. It was great.
Guys, well done. I'm going to give it to Hayley only because I think if I walked away from both conversations, sure, Hayley had a slip up by saying that they did normally hire,
yeah,
but it's still better than hanging out with that weirdo Jacob
who loves
water parks way too much.
Very enthusiastic. That's probably in the car if someone's like, what do you think of Jacob? You're really lovely guy. Jeez, he's very interested in water parks, isn't he?
Guys, thanks so much for playing. God. Well done.
Legends, well done.
See you guys.
Thanks. Ando, something's been happening a little bit on the show, sort of popping up, going away. I was hoping it would go away. It seems to have taken a life of its own in a few emails.
Okay.
I don't know if it's on ones you've seen on your side of the fence, but it's cropped up in mine, and you're always in that difficult position where you go, you hope that by shining a light on something, it doesn't give it more oxygen.
Oh, yeah.
But then it gets to the point where it's happening so much in emails, you think, all right, well, I'm going to have to address this.
Yep.
And you hope that it can be addressed in a mature manner and a sensible manner, and then it's knocked on the head, and then it really does stop.
Yeah.
Now, the thing that I'm referring to is it seems to have become a thing.
No, it hasn't. I know what you're going to say.
For some listeners, what?
Are you talking about your area?
What area? Of expertise?
No. Your man area?
My superior penis. Is people saying it on email?
I have never seen one.
Oh, mate, they're coming. I got three.
Not
this
that
week.
I haven't seen a superior penis.
You
I've
have.
Seen
you've,
yours.
You've seen mine. And I've seen it. It's a bland old thing you got dangling over there.
Inferior
penis. Now, look, I've made something up.
I've never seen any email come in and you
they're
keep bringing
in.
Them
they're
up.
They're coming in.
So
and
is
I want
it
them
just
to
a
stop.
Stroke of luck?
I want them to stop. I want them to stop. I've made this up. It's a message from the heart, guys. Enough's enough. Okay, something happened on the show. Yes, I earned the title, but come on. I'd just like to go back to the way things were because it's kind of affecting my life.
Hi, everyone. It's Hamish here. We have a lot of fun on the podcast, don't we? Yeah, we do. It's great fun. But unfortunately, sometimes that fun can go a little bit too far, and it's time now for the fun to stop. Some listeners might remember last year we held a contest on the show where Andy and myself had a urinary challenge to see who could produce the most flow from ourselves and our bodies into a container to contain our urine. I myself was able to achieve the much celebrated 1,000 mil mark. Andy fell quite short.
He stopped to dribbles! Ah, 892! Is this all he's got? Undefeated, 2 from 2!
What I'm about to say, I mean with the greatest respect, but what you've just produced is literally a piss poor effort.
After that event, which any man could have won, I was labelled as having the superior penis.
I think you're calling it superior one.
Superior penis.
Now, at the time, that label, of course, was accurate. I did have the superior penis, and that term was bandied around quite loosely for a few weeks. I thought it would die down. Unfortunately, it hasn't. On the show, we've had listeners congratulate me on having that particular attribute.
Hamish, congratulations on the superior penis.
Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
It has brought me undue attention to be known as the man with the superior penis. So this is me asking from the bottom of my heart, and I suppose the bottom of my SP, please, can we just stop referencing me as the guy with the superior penis and just go back to the good old days when I'm just the regular guy? I don't want to be constantly known as the guy with the SP, and I'm sure Andy doesn't like being known as the guy with the IP, the inferior penis.
Hamish, congratulations on the superior penis.
Thank you very much.
Look, I suppose if I'm being honest, I find the constant attention and the labelling quite literally a heavy burden. You know, I've already got a heavy enough burden. So that's why it needs to stop.
Superior.
Let's just put a lid on it, guys. And it was a bit of fun we had. Let's put it out of our minds and let's not just keep bringing up all the time in every email and on the show how I statistically and scientifically proved that I did have the superior penis. So that's it. No more.
Superior penis.
Might I remind you that really let's... You know, we should talk about Jack's. No, actually, let's just not talk about anyone's at all. Thank you so much for taking this on board. I'm sure it won't come up again. Thank you.
Well, I hope. I hope that's put that to bed.
You're good at weeing.
I hope this doesn't
it's not,
become...
Like, there's other things that the pee is used for, which has not been tested. And we're not going to.
Two babies.
But I'm saying...
More than any man in this room. Dogs don't count, Jack. Unless you got some big news for the show.
I do not.
No. Okay, zip.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is...
What else are we using them for?
that's all that's been tested.
Must I lasso a cow before you finally...
All I'm saying is, far as weeing...
In every test that's been given...
all the wee tests. Wee-based challenges.
I mean, really, I agree.
You can be called wee-man.
I agree with you in that sense. I'm asking for it to stop, and people do seem to love the phrase. Let's leave it there, and then really, really hope that that's it.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.